Good morning, Carroll County. This is Carroll County Commissioner Stephen Wance from District 1 with the weekly Commissioners Podcast. First of all, Happy New Year to everyone, and I trust that everyone remained safe and had a healthy holiday season. It's very important these days. I've talked to a lot of folks that had, you know, more low-key events than what we typically would have, and I know that there were some people out there that also have decided that they're not going to go by any of the requirements that we have set forth to keep COVID in check. So to those folks, I say, gosh, I hope you all remain healthy. But to the majority of our citizens who are paying attention and listening, thank you for the low-key holiday season. And we all hope to be back to some sort of normalcy at the end of this new year so that we can celebrate as we typically know how to do. So again, my best for a happy new year, for a safe and healthy new year, and we're going to get through this pandemic as rapidly as we can. You know, as I've said, the journey's not over, and because of the current numbers that we're seeing that are really, really high, by the way, we've got to remain vigilant. And I know everybody gets tired of hearing it, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and even though we're on this roller coaster ride, we can see that light, and it's becoming even more brighter. But take a moment to just think about those people on the front lines, those folks that are doing all that they can to combat this incredibly terrible disease. You know, from our healthcare workers to our physicians to our law enforcement to our first responders, both EMS and fire, and, you know, those folks that are working cash registers at grocery stores and various other areas. You have got to just stop and take a moment and think about all of the sacrifices that they are making to continue this battle. So when you get into that knuckleheaded mode and want to throw the mask somewhere, just think about the folks that are really working hard to keep us all safe. Maybe you'll keep that mask on, which honestly, I still don't know why it's such a huge deal, but I'm not going to get into that debate today. I've gotten into that before, but still don't understand that debate. Everybody wears clothes. Not sure what the mask issue is, but I'll just, as I say, I'm going to let that go. Let's take a turn here for a moment. I want to start off, before I get into COVID, by expressing our deep felt sympathies and condolences to the Flickinger family of Tawnytown. Recently, Bob Flickinger, who was a three-term mayor of Tawnytown, passed away. Bob was 88 years old. Bob and his family are personal friends of mine, and I've known them for years. His wife was actually my librarian back when I was in middle school. That's how far back we go. But what an incredible gentleman who made some really, really good progress in decision-making for the city of Tawnytown. For those that are familiar, when they do open again, there's this little place called Flick's Pub in Lorien in Tawnytown, right across from Krause Ford. That venue is named after Bob Flickinger. So there's a little bit of trivia for you if you didn't know that. But he was instrumental in all that he did, and his fingerprints will forever beyond the city of Tawnytown. So on behalf of my colleagues and all of us across the county, we give our deepest sympathies and condolences to the Flickinger family. So let me move on now. This Thursday coming up, is the usual State of the County address that we give at the Carroll Arts Center. And the five commissioners typically take the stage and give the State of the County address to a packed audience at the Arts Center. Obviously, that's not going to happen this year. But what we are going to do is provide the opportunity for folks to see that virtually. And I want to thank the president of the Chamber of Commerce, Mike McMullen, who continues to make sure that this event occurs. And we're going to work with our staff and his staff to ensure that everyone is able to see the State of the County address. So that will be happening Thursday, January the 12th at 9 a.m. Again, it will be virtual. And we'll make sure that on our website, www.carrollcountymd.gov, you can find the link and you can see all of us, all five of us, give the State of the County address. While I'm on the Chamber of Commerce, I want to continue to thank them for all the efforts that they have done to ensure that all of our businesses in the county, particularly our small businesses on our main streets in our great eight municipalities, continue to have the resources that they need. We were instrumental. As a matter of fact, we were one of, if not the first county, to use our own money to provide COVID relief funding to our small business community. We continue to make sure that everything gets pushed their way. And I will remind folks that our small businesses are open. Our restaurants remain open. So give them your business. You can do it safely. Carry outs this time of year, because it's a little bit chilly to be eating outside, are very easy to do. All of our restaurants provide, most of our restaurants provide that opportunity. So please continue to give them the help that they need to get through this pandemic. So let me get back to the COVID issue and what's going on. The health department continues to test folks on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays at the Ag Center, the Shipley Arena, which is over off of Smith Avenue across from Carroll Hospital Center. You can contact the local health department to ensure that you get an appointment. And we're also now in the vaccination mode as well. And we're receiving many, many vials of vaccination, and we're going to make sure that they get out in the right priority to those citizens that want to take that vaccine. So you'll be hearing very shortly where this will be occurring and the venues that we have worked with the health department on selecting to provide the opportunity for our citizens to get the vaccine. More coming on that shortly. In the interim, we are ensuring that our first responders, all of those in our healthcare community, our nurses, and everyone else is receiving the vaccine. We want to continue that effort as well. I would also be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the incredible effort that Carroll Hospital Center has provided to our citizens. Again, as I said earlier in my message, you know, when you get that feeling of frustration and just want to throw the mask and you're tired of everything, think about our healthcare workers that continue to be on the front lines. If that doesn't make you put the mask back on, then I quite frankly don't know where your head is. I think I'll stop there with COVID. I know that there have been some decisions that have been made recently when it comes to our school system. I will remind our citizens that the Carroll County Board of Commissioners do not make the decision on what happens in our schools. That is strictly their responsibility. I will just end that discussion without getting into a debate that leaders need to follow the data and the guidance that has been set forth instead of manipulating the data for preferred use. And I'll leave it at that. I want to remind folks that the Carroll County office building continues to be by appointment only. However, if you do come here, you'll get a chance to see our brand new lobby and our brand new entrance. I want to give a shout out to all of the folks here on our staff and our subcontractors who made this possible. Now, it's still a work in progress, but gosh, when you look in the door, you don't touch anything now. The door is automatically open. It's bright. It's new. It looks fantastic. Again, they continue to work on that, but what a huge effort by everyone involved to make that lobby look fantastic. So congratulations to all of the folks responsible for that. So if you get a chance, make an appointment if you need to, and you'll come into the new lobby, which is just wonderful. I continue to be honored to serve on the board of directors for the Maryland Association of Counties in Annapolis. We've been advised that over 900 bills have already been pre-filed down there. Typically, there's about 100 bills that are pre-filed. Pay attention to what's going on in Annapolis, folks, because there is some absurdity to the max going on down there. I'm hopeful that our local elected legislators that serve us down there continue to provide us the information we need, because you're going to see some crazy stuff attempted down there in this session. So I'll be on top of it with my role at the Maryland Association of Counties, and we'll continue to share that information as quickly as we can to everyone. Finally, I want to say again, Happy New Year to everyone. My best for a safe and healthy new year. And we will talk to you very soon. And I want to thank you for all of your due diligence as we continue to battle this pandemic. Again, my best to everyone. Happy New Year. My door is always open, as are my colleagues' doors. Feel free to contact us, www.carrollcountymd.gov. Get you our contact information. Take care. Stay safe. Happy New Year. This has been Commissioner Steve Wance with your weekly podcast.